ABC Radio Australia.
3 days, 34 paddlers, 180 kilometres. It's a historic paddle which began in the wee hours of this morning by the Pualele Outrigger Canoe Club in Samoa, who have gone out with the endeavour to paddle their va'a around the main island of Apollo. As far as the club knows, paddling around the island in a six-person outrigger canoe has never been done before.
My name is Cam Wendt. I am the president of the Pualele Outrigger Canoe Club here in Apia, Samoa. And it is a club that's responsible for this perimeter paddle that's going around the island.
Tell me about the paddle, because paddle makes it sound like a leisurely stroll, but it's definitely not that. 3 days, 180 kilometres. Tell me about this paddle.
Okay. It all started off because I guess one of the objectives of our club is to provide unique paddling opportunities for our members. And in the past, for example, we started a race or an event that paddled between the two islands of Samoa, which was about 44 kilometres over and back. Then we've also paddled to some of the other islands. And so we thought, well, what could we do next to keep it interesting for our members? So then someone came up with the idea, well, why don't we try paddling around the main island of Apollo? Because, well, you know, why not? It hasn't been done before. So we thought, well, there's something to do, something different, something new. So, yes, it's going to be 180 kilometers. It's going to be both within the reef and open water. We anticipate that the legs that are going to be within the reef would be a little bit less challenging than the open water segments. We've already paddled, I guess, down one side of the island, which is the north side. So we kind of like know what the conditions are like. What will be the interesting bit for us is when we get around to the south side, because we haven't paddled up that way before. So it'll all be new territory for us. And so we're looking forward to the challenge. We anticipate that it's going to be a little bit rough in some places, but we've made plans to counter that. So we're really looking forward to it.
So is it just one outrigger canoe, and how many people are in the canoe? And, you know, what happens when they get tired? Can you just swap someone out when you're in open waters?
Right. Yes. So what we've done is we've split the paddle up into 14 stages. The distance between the stages varies between, I think the shortest stage is 9 km and the longest is 17. And so what will happen is that people do one stage and they'll have a break. So we'll have, there'll be six people in the canoe. They'll start off, and once they've done whatever their stage is, they come back into shore, we swap over, another six get in, and then, you know, they continue. And we'll do it that way until we've made it all the way around the island.
It seems like it's going to be exhausting and exhilarating at the same time. How are the people preparing for this? Because I feel like it's going to be mental and physical. I'm sure that, you know, what they've been eating, like, you know, doing training. Tell me about the process of how you prepare yourself to take on an endeavour like this.
Yes. Okay. So we've been training for probably about 4 or 5 weeks now. So we're going to mix up a lot of our what we call more casual social paddlers with our more experienced paddlers. And we've also divvied up the legs. For example, some of the legs we anticipate, particularly those that are within the reef, that will be a little bit less challenging. It's those stages that we feel are probably better suited to our more casual paddlers, because we want them all to have a go.
Speaking as someone who used to row in high school and being very annoyed when you would get out to row and the weather wasn't being friendly, is it going to be nice and sunny and you don't have to deal with winds and rains and thunderstorms and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, well, we've been tracking the weather forecast for the last week. The wind so far has died down. Last week, there was an advisory warning for light crafts on the ocean. There is no advisory warning so far since yesterday. So yesterday, today there's none. But it's still, like I said, it's still really important because on the south side where we haven't paddled before, we are not quite sure what we can expect on that side. It's still looking good to go, but we've put plans in place, for example, that if we get halfway around the island and the weather or the conditions change and such where it becomes high risk, then we will stop wherever we've reached by then, park the boat. If it means then we have to postpone the finishing until the weather is better, then we'll just have to do that because, safety is paramount. Hey, we can't risk people, out in the ocean like this. So, no, if worst comes to worst, then we just paddle into the nearest village or whatever that we come across, park the boat and leave it there, and we finish it off at another time. Yeah, because you never can tell what it's going to be like until you get out there, eh?
I mean, if your political election is anything to go by when it comes to uncertainty in Samoa, I think you really have to plan for everything.
Well, what we're hoping for is once we've done this and now we know what the conditions are like and the logistics involved with doing a paddle like this around this island, what we will then do is well, how can we turn it into a race?
That was Cam Went from the Pualele Outrigger Canoe Club. They set off this morning at 6:30 a.m. Samoa time. And what's really cool is that once tourism and conservation groups found out they're planning to do this paddle and record it with cameras and drones, they jumped on board, also wanting to use the vision that they collect. You can follow their paddle on their Facebook page, Pualele Outrigger Canoe Club.